Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we're going to look at Luke chapter 4, verse 13. When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him alone until an opportune time. When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left the Lord alone until an opportune time. After that showdown in the desert, Satan left, but he really didn't leave. He waited for a strategic time to come at Jesus again. Satan never gives up. Beaten today, he returns to battle again tomorrow. He is always looking for an opportune time. When we are physically worn down, Satan attacks. Failure is often in the midst of fatigue. When we experience loss, Satan shows up. He fills our minds with what if, or why didn't I, or why didn't God? He desires to turn grief into regret and bitterness. When discouragement tackles us, Satan piles on. He knows a discouraged soldier is vulnerable and ineffective in battle. When job loss hits, Satan comes along as an understanding companion. He tempts us to respond in anger with words that should be left unsaid. Reckless words pierce like a sword. And he wrote the Dictionary of Reckless Words. Satan stands by us when we look in the mirror. He tells us that we are unattractive, that we should be embarrassed with such an unfortunate physical trait. He convinces us that God must have had some twisted sense of humor to have created us the way he did. And as Satan is there when we flip through a fashion magazine, the airbrushed models provide a platform for him to tell us that we are way out of shape, even repulsive. He shouts, "How could anyone love or accept you?" Satan loves it when we carry a chip on our shoulder. He reminds us that everyone is out to get us, from the person who cuts us off on the road to supervisors at work to family members. Satan is always looking for an opportune time. Unfortunately, too often, he doesn't have to look for long. Father, remind us that we belong to you. Help us find our significance, security, acceptance, forgiveness, and empowerment from you and you alone. Help us to be aware of Satan's schemes. Protect us from the evil one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.